Being that today is Yotes Kislev, which we start learning the Shiurim of Tanya from the very beginning again, even though if you ask most Frum Yidin, when does Shana Pshuta start, they say Rosh Hashanah. We've been learning the Shiurim for Shana Muberes for the last 2.5 months. And for Achsidim, the Shana Pshuta started actually this morning. Until today, we were still learning the Shiurim of Shana Muberes. And we're learning the beginning of the Tanya, which is the Sharvlat, as well as the Haskames and Hakdomes to Tanya. There is a famous story, which I want to say today with some more details that may not have been said over when you were learning the Tanya, about the famous third Haskam of the Tanya, which, you know, we all know about, but we're going to say the story over Bishleimus Lamana Inyan, and especially the way it's connected to Mashiach, which every part of the Tanya is connected to Mashiach. As we know, that the printing of the Tanya was Shnas Piduseinu. It started, the whole Haskamis was the year of Geula, and Tavkuf Nunvav, which is Tanya Ktoides Nefesh Veruach, that Tanya is the cure of every issue, and it prepares a sign for the past and sign for the future. But here's the story with all the details, the way it was set over by the famous Groinim, the Mashpi and Temchetmimim, and written down by the Rishimis Devorim. On Lyozne, which we know is the capital of the Alter Rebbe, the city where the Alter Rebbe lived, there was a road, the main road that led to the town, which the person living in that road was a Malamed. He would travel to Lyozne every day and teach children. His wife had like a little bakery, and she would bake goods, and when he would go to the town every day, he would to teach the children. So then he would sell the pastries, and for that they made a small parnasa. But obviously the parnasa was not very stark. One time, it was late at night, somebody was knocking on his door. And there was a big frost. It was winter in Russia, the Russian famous winter. When he opens the door, he sees that there's a frozen man that's there. Brings him in. The guy's shivering, mamish frostbitten. And the guy says, "Give me some heat, some warmth." So he gave him a thermos to drink. And he brought him next to the oven in the house so he could warm up. And he said, "Come, rest a little bit." And he was masader his house that this person can warm himself up by the oven. The next morning, this guy leaves. But when he leaves, the balabas is surprised to see that there is a big pouch of money. And he's shocked. What are we going to do with all this money? So he comes to the Rebbe, because he's afraid that if he's going to use it, they're going to come back and say he stole it, and the Jews, who knows what. The Alter Rebbe said, "No, the Eibishter sent you a present, a treasure. And no one's going to come for it, and it's all yours. But we don't want you all of a sudden, overnight, du bist geworden der Gewehr von Stadt, overnight you became the wealthy man, people are going to start saying things. So don't change much about your lifestyle. When you finish your year teaching the children, come back to me, I'll give you advice what to do." Sure enough, he finished, he asked the Alter Rebbe, "So what now?" He says, "You know what, go rent a storefront in Lyozne, and you buy from the wholesaler, and you'll be able to sell different things, and you'll make a good profit." He did it, and he came back to the Rebbe, he says, "Baruch Hashem, he made enough money. He doesn't even have to dip into his savings, the treasure." The Alter Rebbe said, "We just started our business. Why do you have to be a retailer go wholesale, go to the fair in the next city, and you could buy the goods at a much cheaper price, you just have to buy more, and then you can make some more money. He did that, and sure enough, he made quite an amount of money, and he was very happy. Then the Alter Rebbe came and told him the next year, why do you have to be a wholesaler? Anyone know what the step above a wholesaler is? The distributor, which he goes to the distributor, which sells to all the wholesalers. But there, the distributors are in Moskva. You have to travel. He says, go there, you'll see, you'll be good parnasa. He goes, and sure enough, he has to buy a huge amount. But he buys from the distributor, then he sells it to the wholesalers, and he brings it to his retail store. And now it's mamish, avert, reicher and reicher, richer and richer, Baruch Hashem. And the next year, the Alter Rebbe says, why do you have to be a distributor? You can become like a manufacturer. But for that, you have to get the goods, you have to really, really go far. And for that, you have to go to the city called Königsberg. That's where they had the big fair. And you'll go buy the Schreira in Königsberg. And sure enough, year after year, he's traveling to Königsberg. And every year, the Alter Rebbe gives him a bracha. One year, the Alter Rebbe tells him, when you go to Königsberg, why don't you bring me a present? But he's very vague about the details. What is the present that the Alter Rebbe wants? So he comes back with a beautiful snuff box from gold. And the Alter Rebbe said, thank you very much. But that's not the present that I wanted. But thank you very much. The next year, again, the Alter Rebbe says, you're going to Königsberg. Why don't you bring me a present? So he comes back with more beautiful ornament. Who knows what? Now the Rebbe says, it's taka very shenunein, it's very nice. But that's not what I wanted, I want something else. Well, what could he do? He's not going to ask the Rebbe, he's a chosid. So was willst du, yeah, what do you want? All he knows is what the Alter Rebbe doesn't want. But he has no idea what the Alter Rebbe does want. The next year he's trying to think to himself, I don't know what to do. I'm going to go buy and buy, and the Alter Rebbe doesn't want it. The Alter Rebbe looks at him and says, do you go to the theater? He says, what? Especially those days, the theater was live performances. Who knows, men, women, who knows what was going on in the theater? He says, no. He says, Alter Rebbe says, okay. He leaves Yechidus, and he realized if the Alter Rebbe asked him about that, probably he should go to the theater. But what is Vastut Chosid in theater? He goes to the theater, buys a ticket, sits down in the fancy chair, and falls asleep. The lights go off, and he gets comfortable. Naget Shlofen, everything's great. Falls asleep, and he snores through the show, and the neighbor has probably bopped him on the head a little bit. Bekitzer, the show finishes, and everyone leaves, and Esh left, he's sleeping. Till a guy wakes him up and says, sir, it's time to go. But he sees a Chassid Shayid in theater, and he tells him, so, where are you from? He says, from Adin Kim Tayid, where is a Yid from? He says, I come from Lyozna. I come from the Alter Rebbe's town. So he says, Lyozna, du kennst Reb Zalmenu. Do you know Reb Zalmenu? Reb Zalmenu was a nickname of the Alter Rebbe. Shnei Zalmen. He said, of course, the Rebbe, of course we know the Rebbe. Tells him, when you go back to Lyozna, shikim agruz, send them a regards from Karl. From Karl. So he comes back, and when Alter Rebbe says, so tell me about your trip, tells him everything. And he tells him, by the way, I'm a little embarrassed to tell you, but there is a janitor in the theater. His name is Carl, and he sends you a regards. And Alter Rebbe got so excited, he said, oh, that's the matana I've been waiting for. Azag ishmake matana. Forget about the golden boxes and the diamond rings. This is the regards from Carl, from the theater. The next year, Alter Rebbe tells him, you're going back to Königsberg? Yeah. Take this bag and deliver it to Carl right away. You're going to be there for 3 weeks. On your way back, you'll pick him back up and bring it to me. He goes to Carl, and he gives him the bag. And in the bag, there's the handwritten ksovim of the Alter Rebbe of the Tanya. And he watches the way this Carl leafs through the pages. And you know, every few pages, he says, Oi! Ruach HaKodesh! Oi! Ruach HaKodesh! And as he's watching it, he finally takes it, and on his way back, he picks it up from Carl, and Carl says, what I just read from the Alter Rebbe was so amazing. I said, I'm left with one question. I don't know what Mashiach will be able to reveal to Klal Yisrael what wasn't written here. In other words, the Alter Rebbe gave us all the secrets. I don't even know what Mashiach can reveal after the Tanya is being printed. The whole Torah of Mashiach is printed right here in the Tanya. And obviously the Alter Rebbe took back the Ksavim, and according to Gers, he said, then he could print the Tanya. So we have the two Askamis of the Chassidim, the Tzadikim from Ani Poli, which Yehuda Leib HaKoyin and Reb Zusha, where they're actually buried with the Maggid, whose Yortzad is today. They're buried in the caver of the Maggid in Ani Poli. And the third mysterious Haskama from Karl, from the Lamed Vav Tzadikim, who was megalit to us that the Tanya is poshet, Toiros Yishel Moshiach.